Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
On this edition of Opinions Matter.
I'm absolutely disgusted and I'm really upset after witnessing a mother basically abuse her kids. She was using bad language to them and in front of them.
We talk about parents who curse directly at their children.
Am I sure that would you fucking stop doing that?
And this podcast contains lots of bad language. It's all to come.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter.
Our first conversation is all to do with a message that we got on our WhatsApp number, which is 085-825-2626. And if there's ever anything that you want us to discuss, we would love to hear from you on that number. Anyone who has children will understand that there are moments where you get frustrated and pissed off beyond belief. It happens to every parent at one stage or another. But is there ever an excuse for cursing in front of or at your children, or even for shouting at them? Well, we received this voice note earlier today on WhatsApp from a listener who calls her, well, she tells us her name is Claudine, and I want you to have a listen to this.
Hi, Adrian, how's things? Just wondering if you could talk about something on your show, please. I'm just back from Malahide Playground there. Had me young fella out there for an hour. And I'm absolutely disgusted and I'm really upset after witnessing a mother basically abuse her kids in the middle of the playground. She was shouting at them. She was using bad language to them and in front of them. Very openly, do you know what I mean? To me, this is a form of complete and absolute child abuse, and I feel absolutely terrible for the poor kids. I'm just wondering, what do some parents be thinking? Like, how do they think this is all right? Like, to openly, you know, abuse your child in a playground with loads of people around. Like, this is child abuse. The parents not realise that. Like, seriously. It should be like smacking. It just shouldn't be allowed, full stop. Don't curse in front of your kids. Don't shout at your kids, you know what I mean? There's other ways of disciplining them. Oh, it just drives me mad. I'm really upset at the whole thing. Can't get the poor kids out of my head. So if you just talk about that in the show, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks a million.
All right, well, there's her message. She describes it as, and this is the bit I think she's slightly exaggerating, she describes it as child abuse for shouting at and cursing at her children. Now, is it child abuse? I think that might be a bit of an exaggeration.
Cursing at someone is abusive. Shouting at someone is abusive.
Yeah.
If you're in a work situation and let's say your boss called you into the office and he started shouting at you and cursing.
Yeah, he did once.
Okay. All right, okay. But
yes, yeah, okay.
How did you feel after that?
I didn't feel good.
So why would anyone think it's okay to do it to a child?
We all get frustrated with our kids. I'm sure you have gotten frustrated with your kids.
I'd never curse at them and shouting. If I was shouting at my kids, well, obviously Claude is a baby, but with Tig, it would be if he was about to do something that he would be about to hurt himself, it'd be more of, Tig, no. But I would never be like, shout at him or scream at him, because I do think
if he was about to run out on a road,
that's different because you're worried that they're for their immediate safety. But it's different when you're frustrated.
Okay, so this lady on the message describes it, and I do think it's a little bit over the top. She describes shouting at the kids and using bad language as child abuse. Now, I know what you're saying. As an adult, how did I feel when a boss screamed and shouted and bawled and cursed at me? I felt bad. Yeah, I did feel bad.
So somebody in a position of authority speaking to you like that, how is it any different? Because they're parents, it's okay.
Okay, well, you know and I know that a lot of parents do, out of sheer frustration. Are you saying that, what, that's poor parenting?
Well, when we came in today, and I came into the studio, that when you played that message for me today when we first came in and I heard it for the first time, my initial reaction was, oh my God, that's awful, the poor kids. Whereas yours was like, how much is she overreacting?
Yeah.
So I would be inclined to agree that it definitely is a form it's abusive, whether it's actual child abuse, but it is abusing your kids, cursing at them.
Is it abusing your kids?
It is. Like, you're... The way I look at
God,
it...
God, I hear it every day. I heard it only the other day in a supermarket.
I get very upset when I hear it because it's just so unnecessary.
This particular mother, she was shouting, telling the child, put down those sweets. He had a big bag of Maltesers, right? And she said, put them down, you're not getting them. And he picked them up again and she grabbed them out of his hand and she threw them back where they came from. And he laughed and he went and he picked them up again and she grabbed them off him and she said, get them out of your fucking hands. And she flung them on the ground.
That's awful. I would get so
upset. But he was so bold.
I hate that word
as well.
Oh,
I'm not allowed to use that either.
But that comes back from my creche days. I did work in a creche, so maybe how I handle children is very different to... Maybe something was put in me before I had kids, but like cursing the kids, being aggressive towards a child, like grabbing it out of his hands, that...
What was she to do?
There are ways you can discipline.
He was just being a brat, and he kept going over, and he grabbed them again, and he laughed at her.
Okay, but what?
And he was about 5 or 6, and she grabbed them off him, and she threw them down, and she said,
"What difference did the bad language? Why did she have to use it?" That's
just out of sheer frustration. That's when I curse.
There are other ways. There are such things as, and I know I'm going to sound like such a snowflake, but it can work. Positive parenting. It's where instead of shouting at your kids and you're telling them, no, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're redirecting them using positive language.
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you, Sarah. Sarah, do you ever curse at your kids?
Yeah, I'm sitting there wetting myself laughing at Katie.
You're wetting yourself laughing at Katie? Why?
Yeah. Katie's a baby. What size is Katie?
He's 2. Yeah, so in fairness, yes. I haven't had to cross that bridge yet.
You just wait and see.
That's what Adrian said to me before.
Just wait and see, and you're going to come back on air, and you're going to be like, I screamed at them more than once.
Okay, whatever about screaming at them and shouting at them, that I can comprehend, but the using bad language, the effing
blinds.
Here's
my, I've been with Charlotte, you're the other teenager, so Charlotte's around 4 today. So, here's an example. She keeps punching her brother right in the private. Don't ask me why she does it. She just does it because she reacts so badly to it.
Mm-hmm.
I cursed her home one day because I'm not so sure. It must have been the 20th time. 20th time she probably did it to him. And I showed her, would you fucking stop doing that? Does that mean I'm an abusive parent?
You described it as abuse.
That is a form of abuse.
That is not abuse.
If I went up to somebody...
Hang on, grabbing the child by the neck and bashing it around the place, that's a form of abuse. Exactly. She didn't do that.
Abusive if you're going to sit there day in and day out screaming and cursing and shouting at that kid, which you probably will do when them two kids get the teenagers. Well, that's basically what it's like in my house. I mean, I didn't follow they were screaming at my kids.
Mm. Okay, as far as you're concerned,
it's not child abuse.
Child abuse is a very, very strong word. Child abuse, it's not child abuse, but it is abusive to anybody.
There is emotional abuse, okay, so you're right in a sense. I know where you're coming from.
It's a form of emotional abuse. It is absolutely a form of emotional abuse.
I know the essential part, but not by shouting the odd times. Jesus Christ. Sometimes you have to, hey, you're in for it all. I can't wait to come back in a few years. I worked with kids of all ages
and never once have I ever looked at you.
It's very different. It's very, very different.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
I've worked with them too. It's not the same thing. I can't go shouting at my clients and stuff. When I worked in the hospital, I couldn't shout at the kids that were wrecking my head.
Oh, listen, I know myself, my toddler, he's constantly climbing on stuff. He's always, he nearly kills his sister about 5 times a day by dropping things at least near her head. And there are moments where I get so frustrated and I want to scream, but I'm just like, I think sometimes if you're going to get that annoyed, sometimes you're better off leaving, just going out and having
a breath. But when you leave, they follow you.
Okay, so Sarah, let's say in the last year, how many times do you think you would have cursed at any one of your children?
Why don't you use the last week? That's probably over 50 times.
Probably over 50 times in the last week?
Oh my God.
Yeah. My kids do nothing but scream and shout and fight with each other. So yeah, I probably would. No, not 50 now. I'm over exaggerating, being realistic. But maybe last year, probably.
So quite a lot.
Yeah, but they're two teens. Like, you're talking nearly 14 and 14. You are going to have the exact same.
Do you mind me asking you, Sarah, if your teens were to turn around and use bad language towards you, what would your reaction be?
She wouldn't even dream about it.
Exactly. So why do you think...
Yeah, why the difference?
Why
yeah,
is it okay?
Why the difference? Because they're physically... They will physically attack each other until one of them... So a mammy jumps in and says, shut up or fucking stop. I keep forgetting that you actually swear on this show. If I shout like, fucking stop, fucking Jesus Christ, give it up, then it'll stop.
Would they ever use bad language?
Nope.
They never use it?
Nope. And they've heard me cursing from a very early age.
If they use bad language, not necessarily towards you, but just in general, would you...
No, not to each other. I heard him again saying, oh, shite, and I'd shout up to him. And I'd be like, did I hear you say that? No.
But is okay. It not very hypocritical? Yeah, I hear you say it again. Is it not very hypocritical to...
It might be, but it's all about, I'm the adult, and that's just tough shit.
You see,
I want to read a message.
You can't treat the kids like the adults, Katie.
No,
that's
but
like saying, hey,
okay, but sorry, Sarah, just to go back to the question that Katie asked, if one of your kids, when you're giving out to them, and one of your kids says, fuck off, ma, what's going to happen?
He's putting them hard out because I don't think it's going to happen, maybe when they're adults.
Now, I can hear you have your hands full there in the background.
That's the four-year-old.
Okay, do you feel like telling the four-year-old to shut the F up?
No, because he hasn't been at me all day long. It's only when you get to the point where you can't take any more.
And Katie, I was about to say, Katie, all parents get there, that you just can't take any more.
When you get to the peak and it's enough is enough, and you've heard the same thing for at least 12 hours.
Okay, look, I get it. I don't have teenagers.
Here, with that racket in the background, I feel like
I get it. My kids aren't old enough that I've had to be really challenged. Although there are moments, toddlers are hard work, and there are moments where they don't listen, and there's moments where they choose not to listen.
When they get to 5, 6, it's a different breed altogether. Wait until the tantrums come, Katie.
Listen, I'm having tantrums every day. There was a tantrum before I came to work today because I wouldn't let him eat something out of the bin. So that's how my day was before I got to work. But
all right, I want to read a message that's just coming to us.
How would you manage it? Hang on. I want to ask you, how would you manage it now if I was having the biggest problem like you've ever seen in the middle of a supermarket? How would you honestly handle that?
What I would do...
You've got everybody staring at you.
Okay.
How would you honestly handle
it? I would pick him up and I'd leave the supermarket. I wouldn't say anything. I'd wait until I get to the car and then I would, you know.
Even if it was your only opportunity to do their shopping.
But if people were looking at me, would it not be worse if I stood there cursing at them and telling them to shut the
F up? No, I'm not saying cursing at them now in the middle of a supermarket now, Jesus.
Oh, listen, he has had tantrums in supermarkets because he's wanted to go get toys and everything. And there's times where I've had to leave, you know, shopping at the tills because I couldn't calm him. But it never would come to me shouting profanities at him, ever.
Listening to Sarah, she's after getting cut off because there's murder going on in the house, as you can hear. We'd love to hear from you on 085 825 2626. Like Kira said, that is disgusting parenting, and you need a license to have a dog. But then this message says... the form of discipline the parents do now is the reason why kids are little assholes now. I want to deal with this, okay? Every week you hear of how teenagers are going around causing havoc, and I simply blame parents not disciplining enough. They're afraid to shout at them in case they affect their mental health. I was shouted at, and I was afraid of my life of my father, and I tell you now, I turned out fine, and I have respect for other human beings, and my kids will too. It's ridiculous how much kids get away with now.
I'm sorry, that's so hypocritical. So this person is ultimately saying, for you to have respect for someone else, I have to disrespect you. So to teach your kids respect, they have to be disrespected by being cursed at and shouted at.
No, she doesn't say you have to
this snowflake parenting is what she's insinuating.
Yes, snowflake parenting has kids existing without any form of discipline.
Lack of parenting.
No. There is a lot of people believe that teenagers are turning out the way that they are because there is no discipline on them.
I disagree. I think there are positive ways of parenting. Yeah, you can give out to your kids. You can say no. There's time out. Time out's very effective. Taking away their favorite toys effective. You do not have to speak to them like they're pieces of dirt in order to discipline them. If you wouldn't like somebody doing it to you, why would you do it to them?
Katie is not saying child abuse, but that it is abusive for a parent
not
to
abusive.
Be...
Not abusive. Using bad language to anybody is abusive. How is it not abusive for kids, but it would be all right for me to go into a shop and let's say, order a coffee and a sandwich and they're taking age. I'm like, what the fuck? Come on, hurry. That's abusive. But it's okay to a child because, oh, they're small. They have to be disciplined. Don't give me that. That's crap.
0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Send me a WhatsApp voice note, please. In answer to that question, is it abusive for a parent to use bad language at or towards their child? Or even in front of their child?
Yes, of course it's abusive. Are you really asking if it's abusive?
Okay,
whatever about in front of, you know, if I'm having a conversation with Ron, I'm like, oh, my fucking car today.
Yeah.
The tire went and we blew up in my car. That's different. But if I'm sitting there with Tyke and Tyke's not eating his dinner, I say, Tyke, come on, will you eat your effing dinner? That's wrong. It's unnecessary and it is abusive. Just like I would not like someone cursing at me. If they do it in front of me, that's different. But if they do it towards me in an aggressive manner, then that does become abusive.
Okay. A lot of people saying you're being very snowflakey about this. Our parents cursed in front of us and it never did us any harm, says that message. Another message says, oh my God, get a grip, you're a snowflake. I don't agree with cursing to a child.
I actually don't care.
But Katie needs to get a grip. You or no parent is perfect.
I don't think I'm a perfect parent. Far from the perfect parent doesn't exist. But all I can do is what I think is best for my kids. And I think that not shouting at them and belittling them by cursing in their faces and using bad language towards them. I just think that's my way of dealing with things.
All right, let me bring in Kira. Kira, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Well, I was fine, but I've got a boiling temper now at your previous caller.
All right, why?
Who the hell tolerates, did you say, 4-year-old girl today hitting another child in the privates?
I think she said something like that, yeah.
Like, it's not the first time it's happened, she said.
And what's
like,
your...
that is disgusting. There's no such thing. Now, I'm about kind of diagnosed behavioural problems, which I'm not going to go into because I don't know loads about that kind of thing.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So I'm not talking about anything like that, but discipline your bloody kids. There's no such thing as a bold child. Now, I know I'm like Katie, as she knows. I've done childcare as well. And we don't like the word bold, but anyway. There's no such thing as a bold child. It's bad parenting. Now,
Is that totally true? I don't know if it is totally true. Some kids can be like, brought up by the most wonderful parents and they just go astray. They go AWOL. They misbehave. That's not necessarily down to parents.
Like, when you say they go astray, they go AWOL, like, you talk about ages there. Like, are you talking about when they go out?
No, I'm even talking about
and unfortunately getting with the bad crowd.
I am talking about that also. But I'm also talking about younger children. And like, for example, no. I gave the example in the supermarket the other day where the young fellow was picking up a big bag of Maltesers, and the mother said, "Put them back." And he wouldn't put them back. And he laughed at her. And she took them off him and she put them back on the shelf. And he laughed at her again. And he went and he took the Maltesers off the shelf again and was walking away. She grabbed them off him. She threw them back on the shelf and said, don't go. I can't remember exactly, but it was don't effing go near them again or something like that. But she lost
it. There's no way on earth I would have tolerated that. But there's no way on earth I would have got to that stage. I have two kids.
Why, what did she do wrong? She said, put them back. He didn't put them back. He went and took them again, and he laughed at her.
But that didn't happen for the first time that day. That's a build-up. She has seen that child's attitude in that child previously. Like, the first time my child, both my kids, were put on the naughty step was before they could walk.
Mm.
Now, I had to do it a handful of times. I think the last time I did it, they were both, like, maybe 3. And I never had to put them on the naughty step again because they got it. I've never had the big tantrum in the supermarket. I've never had that type of carry-on.
Aren't you the lucky one?
No, I'm not lucky. I know I raise the kids. I'm not. There's no such thing as perfect parents, so don't even try. Nobody come on and say I'm saying that I'm the perfect parent. There's no such thing as a perfect parent. There's such thing as bad parents, but there's no such thing as a perfect parent.
No, I think we all agree on that. We all...
I just know how to handle the situation. I nip it in the bud, and my kids know what to do. And they know what not to do. And they've done things wrong. Well, I tell you, they haven't done it again.
And I think calm children pick up on calm parents. If you're chaotic, and your kids will be chaotic. If you're calm and you're relaxed, your kids are more likely to be calm and relaxed. Calming voices creates calming voices. Angry voices creates angry voices.
You don't talk at your children. You talk to your children. I always have this thing that I say, now if you can, before you lose the head of me, try to understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I always say there's no such thing as children. They're little people. Because they understand, we don't give them as much kind of credit as they deserve. They get, they understand a lot more than we give them credit for.
They also pick up on emotion. They also, I don't believe this, they're too young. They don't, a 2-year-old can pick up on vibes, can pick up on an aggression, can pick up on emotion. And I believe that to, you know, long term, in the long term, that cursing at your kids regularly, whatever, but letting the very old one slip, but cursing at them regularly, that is damaging. Because it is damaging.
I know.
I have a potty mouth, I have a potty mouth, and I might let the owl roar and the shout here going around the house, but it's not as a kid. Like, they kind of know me now, and it might be if I could say banter, but like, I wouldn't stand over, now I'm only 5'3", 5'4", I wouldn't stand over me kid looking down on them saying, don't you fucking ever do that again. Or I swear to fucking God,
that's very threatening.
You get down on your knees. Yeah, you sit down on the couch about eye level. But you can use the you can use the stern voice.
Okay, but I want to read the message that I read. Okay, I want to read the message again that I read out a while ago. And this is what she said. The form of discipline that parents do now is the reason why kids are little assholes now. Every week you hear of teenagers going around causing havoc, and I simply blame the parents not disciplining them enough. This is.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, but this. But then I'll go on. It is snowflake parenting. I was never disrespected, and I would not disrespect my kids or call them names. But there has to be a bit of fear there. If they do wrong, they're going to be in trouble. Kids nowadays just don't give a shit. And
well, I have a little joke that I say. Now I do push it around as a joke, but there's big element of truth in it. I just say, oh, I know the key to parenting. I figured out the key to parenting. And people look like, oh, what? I was like, it's the right amount of love and the right amount of fear.
Mm.
And, you know, the whole table started laughing, you know. But it's true, really.
Okay, but stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Kira. Yeah. I want to bring in a WhatsApp that has just come in to us. This is from Ken.
Hey, Adrian and Katie. Yeah, so I was just listening to your show today, and yeah, it's quite interesting what you guys said about, is it child abuse or is it not child abuse? Basically, I'm 22 now and I'm still living at home, and I remember growing up, and like, if I do, me and my brother, like, we're kind of the same age, so whenever we acted bollocks or something, like, we would get shouted at, especially by my dad. And obviously at the time it would hurt, like, and I'd look up to him and I'd be like, oh, I don't know if he's a really good parent or not. But now, looking back on it, as a grown-up now, I think it was the right action, really, to be honest. Like, you have to try and implement some sort of thing for the children. And obviously, like, if they're acting the bollocks, the only way to get through to them is either to shout at them, and obviously don't be, like, calling them a fucking idiot or anything like that. But, like, in, obviously, like, there's obviously, like, a little... There's a fine line between, like, really bad and just giving them like what they need, what they deserve. And as for hitting, I don't know if the guy in the playground hit the kid, but hitting I think is wrong. But again, there's also a fine balance for hitting as well. So I wouldn't say it's child abuse. I think it's to put them back in order and make sure that they don't act the bollocks.
Okay, he likes the word bollocks. Anyway, thanks very much indeed, Ken. And anyway, for the purposes of this conversation, we need to be able to use language, because that's what the conversation is about. Somebody messaged us a while ago to say, can you please stop with the bad language on the show? That's the point of this conversation, that this is about bad language and bad language being used at children.
You know how much I love bad language. So the fact that I'm even saying... Like, I remember...
Yeah, you have a foul mouth, yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that I'm even saying that, you know, when it comes to kids, it's saying something, because I love using bad language. I would use any word for any situation, but not around kids, and certainly not to children.
This is... Let's find out what Kieran's opinion is on this.
Hey, guys. Kieran here. I'm just listening from London. I love the show. I remember being a child. Now, I don't have any children yet, But I remember being a child and my mum and dad would never, they'd never curse at me. They'd shout at me and stuff, but if I was doing something bold. But they would never curse at me, but I do remember being in playgrounds and stuff, or even in supermarkets. And I used to see parents cursing at their children, and I always used to think to myself, Jesus, I'm glad I'm not that kid. Like, that seems really scary, like, do you know what I mean? So yeah, I wouldn't say it's child abuse, but it's pretty scary, yeah, as a child anyway.
All right, 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Is it abusive of a parent to curse at their children? Katie kind of agrees with the message that came into us in the first place, which said what she witnessed in a Malahide park was so traumatic and awful. Okay, Mammy was shouting at the child and, oh my God, it was so abusive and blah, 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 blah. You weren't that parent, though.
No, but does it make sense that I would say that maybe calling it a form of actual child abuse, maybe labelling it that is a bit too strong, but saying that it's abusive isn't? Does that even make sense?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, because immediately when we think of child abuse, we think
smacking, sexual abuse, yeah, things like yeah. that. This isn't exactly as, obviously, as serious as that, as those things. But I still think at the same time, don't treat your kids the way you wouldn't want to be treated. Just because they're little people and you have to discipline them doesn't make it okay to talk down to them or to belittle them or to make them, or to make crap of them.
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Sorry, lads.
Dave, is it abusive of a parent to use bad language at their child?
Yeah, but have you not noticed, I think Irish people, we tend to swear a bit more than, say, our European counterparts. Yeah,
yeah? Much to their shock, yeah, yes.
Yeah, I've met a lot of Americans and they've said to me, oh my God, you guys swear so much. You know, so I think like the bad language, it can make it slip out. Now, there's a difference between saying, oh, for fuck's sake, what you do this time, or you're a stupid little fucking bastard. You know what I mean? I don't think it's as much the language, it's the manner in which it's used. Like, if you're screaming swear words at your child in the middle of a playground, you're just a dickhead. You know what I mean? You don't know how to control your kids. Like, I have sworn at my uncle, I'm not going to lie. The vast majority of parents out there have and will. You know, I mean, kids can really test your fucking patience sometimes, you know?
Absolutely. Sorry, like, Casey, say that again?
I'm asking Dave if he would agree that it's abusive.
I would agree. Like, if there's a fella there, like, it all depends on the context. Like, if you're there and say my young friend does something, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, give me patience, you know, or to myself or whatever. That's not too bad. But if you're in the middle of a playground and your child does something and you're like, you're not but a stupid little fucking bastard or whatever, that is abusive. I've sworn around my kid and I've probably sworn at my kid, but I would never in a million years speak to him like that either, because that's just an awful way to talk to your children. And you feel like shit afterwards yourself anyway.
But are you arguing that sometimes needs must, basically?
Adrian, it's not even sometimes needs must. Like, we're looking at this with the benefit of hindsight. You know what I mean? I walked out before him, a young fellow was like 4 years old, and he was up on top of a 9-foot high wall. Do you know what I mean, man? I didn't mean to, but my exact words are, get off that fucking wall. Because he knows, because the way in which I'm speaking in that manner, he knows I'm serious and yeah. Daddy's not messing around.
Yes,
you know, I think context, context is everything.
Okay, context is everything. There's this context that he screamed at the young fella, get down off that fucking wall.
This is what I said earlier on. I think shouting at kids, maybe I personally wouldn't have used the bad language myself. I would like to think I wouldn't have. But as I said earlier, if you think there's an imminent threat to your kid, obviously you're going to shout at them. But I wouldn't just for the sake of telling Tyke to eat his dinner. Eat your fucking dinner or put on your fucking shoes. I get frustrated.
Maybe not yet.
But toddlers are monsters. Toddlers are fucking monsters.
Toddlers are evil.
I'm telling you, they're the most evil little people ever. And there are times when I run out of my house or lock myself in the bathroom and just put headphones on. But you have to, as a parent, it's your job to be there as a figure of authority and also somebody that they're going to look up to. And I don't think using bad language and shouting at them is, I just don't think it's fair, because I wouldn't like someone to do it to me.
0858252626. Sorry, Dave, say that again.
No, I was just going to say, I also find mothers have a little more constraint than fathers, though.
Definitely.
Like, if we all think back at it, like, our dads were the ones who probably would have cursed more than our mothers, but, you know, women seem to internalize the rage and hold on to it for a later time.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Stay there for a second, Dave. Let's bring in Adina. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Adina, is it abusive to use bad language at your children?
I would say it is indeed. Like, you come from a place of authority, and you're coming down hard on a child that is really, that doesn't necessarily have the means to talk back or to defend themselves, you know. So I would consider it as some sort of an abuse, certainly. I would side with Katie on this. I think negative and positive enforcement early in the child's life would be much more beneficial, and would, you know, kind of earn the child's respect towards you as you're in control. And I think that would be much more important.
Are parents not afraid that their kids will fear them? Like, I would hate to think my kids would be afraid of me.
Isn't that part of the problem that we have today?
Some
kids fear nothing.
I'd hate to think that my child was afraid to say something, or I'm not saying act out, but I'd hate to think that I would in any way.
So, okay, so if Ty carries on disgracefully as a toddler, and like you said, they can try the patience of a saint at that age, what do you do?
Well, for me, I'm lucky that I'm in the situation now where I just kind of ignore him and he'll stop. Most of the time now, at the moment, if he has a tantrum, I'll ignore him. And eventually he'll come out of himself, or I'll help him to try and calm down if he's not past a certain point. And there are times where he's climbing up on the couch, or he's pulling the presses out with the presses that he can't open. And I am getting frustrated and I'm telling him no, and he'll keep doing it. And he knows what no means. But I still wouldn't curse at him.
So you've never lost it with him?
I've never, not, see, it depends what you would classify as losing it with. You would probably classify losing with a child as in shouting and using bad language.
No, even, well, shouting, yeah. You never shout at them.
No.
Oh. And let me ask you, Adina, do you think it is normal for a parent never to shout at a child?
I don't think that it is entirely possible for a parent to not lose it once in a while. But I don't see any benefit of using foul language in front of a child.
Exactly. There's absolutely nothing to be gained.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, stay there for one second, because Megan is on the line. And Megan, you're also saying that it is emotional abuse.
I do. I think we're our children's first teacher. And, you know, if you go around cursing at your kids, and they'll grow up thinking that that's normal, and that's how they'll speak to other people, there has to be a level of respect and boundaries. And, you know, at the end of the day, they are human beings. We're all human beings, and we all want to be respected. And screaming and profanity as a child is wrong, you know. And I don't think a child should fear their parents, but I think they should say, oh, shit, I'm not going to do that in my mouth.
It's, yeah, no, I'm not saying that children should be terrified of their parents, but I believe they should have some degree of trepidation that if you do something really wrong, you're going to really get the wrath of your parents.
I don't want my kids to fear me, and that's why I don't use bad language to them and I don't get aggressive towards them. I want them to respect me, and you can gain respect without being an asshole.
No, I think a lot of parents are getting walked all over today.
No. The kid needs to learn that you reap what you sow.
You can discipline a child without having to treat them like crap. You can discipline a child... There are plenty of other ways to discipline your child without cursing at them. I would not like someone to come in and shout at me if I did something wrong, or somebody to come in and use bad language to me. So I would give them the same.
Children have to have boundaries.
Yeah.
And screaming and shouting at them is not going to do anything but just damage them emotionally, and thinking that it's okay to speak to somebody else like that when they're growing up. And that's what the problem I think is.
All right, just a message that's just come in, and it says, my parents never swore at us when we were, and we were never afraid of them, but we respected them. So if we were told not to do something, we didn't. So it's all about respect.
Well, there's a good message that has just come in here from Kieran, and it's teachers don't need to curse, but have the majority of respect to the class. And that's true. So teachers don't use bad language.
It's different, though.
It's not different.
There's a different relationship between a teacher and a pupil than there is between a parent and a child. It's a completely different relationship. One is a professional relationship. The other is a personal relationship.
It's still about respect, though.
All right, we'll squeeze in another few opinions. This is Gavin.
Hi there, Adrian and Katie. Just on the subject of the way you talk to your kids, I mean, I've witnessed children in my local supermarket being given the softly approach by their parents and being told nicely, oh, please don't do this, oh, that's not right, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. And the kids are running riot around them and they're doing whatever the hell they want because there's no real deterrent for them not to. I don't think you should routinely swear at the kids, but a few firm words and a bit of a bollocking does a bit more good than harm, in my opinion. Just teaches a kid they can't always get what they want all the time.
Yep, he describes it as a bit of a bollocking does them no harm every now and again.
Okay, so let me get this straight. In order for my kids to respect me and somewhat fear me enough to behave, I have to use bad language at them and shout at them. A bit of a bollocking. So that's the only way that we can get through to our kids, by giving them a bit of a bollocking. There are
sometimes,
other...
yeah.
Tell Super Nanny that, because that woman never curses and she's able to write families. So I'm telling you, you don't need to use bad language to discipline a child. It's unnecessary. It's just you're doing something that is one. It's also teaching them a bad example. I would be mortified if Tig was going into school eventually and using bad language, or Clodagh the same. I know they will, but I don't want him to think it's okay to speak like that, because that's how his mammy speaks. Now, I do speak like that anyway, but not in front of him. So,
okay. Thank you very much indeed, all of you, for all of your opinions on Opinions Matter.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment, or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.